Bob, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Good. You're on with Christian Fourier, Steve Yossi. Rob, you know, can you kind of breathe a sigh of relief now and just kind of, okay, the regular season is over, you know, long season?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, definitely nice there to get that bye week. You know, we knew coming into that game last night that it was, you know, they always play us tough. Buffalo was, you know, a conference team that, you know, they always like to play us tough. And, you know, again, they went out there and in the conditions, they were, you know, playing us, you know, pretty competitively. So, again, I think, you know, getting that bye week's huge for just moving forward and getting everyone back as healthy as possible for this playoff run.
Rob, is that what's most important about the bye week? Is it getting guys recovered from the bumps and bruises, or is it a little bit of self-scouting? What's involved in a typical bye week?
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit of everything of, you know, getting healthy, self-scout, and also, you know, watching the games and who you're going to play and getting the jump on those guys. So, you know, again, I think that, you know, having that extra week, you know, it's pretty big because, you know, the season's long and your body gets beat up, and to play on a Saturday, you know, that'd be pretty tough.
Yeah. How about LeGarrette Blount yesterday? I mean, I know you guys aren't banging in practice, but did you know he had that kind of shiftiness and that kind of escapability, you know, especially on kickoff returns?
Not really.
You're just as surprised as us, huh?
No, I thought, you know, because before I was like, man, we got like a linebacker returning kickoffs. So, you know, because he's 250 pounds and then he just turned on the burners right there. So, I mean, yeah, a heck of a day. And, you know, again, I think you kind of opened everyone's eyes to like, wow, this guy's got some speed to him.
Robert, over the course of the season, it seems like there's been more injuries than normal. Was there any discussion amongst the team or the coaches in terms of, you know, that Patriots philosophy we always hear about, the next man up? Was there any definitive talk about that, or does it just sort of happen?
You know, it just kind of happens because, I mean, nobody's going to be able to come in and, you know, help you. You just got to do your job, and whoever's in the position to take the guy's spot that went down, you know, it's their opportunity to go out there and make some plays. And, you know, it's as a competitor, you know, I think that if you make it to the NFL, you know, pretty much you want to go out there and you want to show everyone what you got. So I think, again, that when someone went down, another guy stepped up, you know, just wanted that opportunity to be on the field and play and, you know, try to make the best of the opportunity. So, you know, again, I think that everyone's really done a great job of, you know, just doing their jobs, you know, whatever role that they're in, just doing it to the best of their abilities.
Rob, what do you guys think defensively? What do you think the one area that you guys need to work on the most during this break?
Well, I just say, you know, kind of like what the Denver Broncos did, you know, that shotgun zone week there. And I think we've seen that repeated a lot. So, I think we just need to work on some just certain technical runs there that people have been hitting us with, scheme runs.
Rob, you've earned and you've been thrust into a leadership role here too. Do you have any responsibility to maybe discuss with some of the younger guys what playoffs are about in the NFL?
No, I mean, definitely, you know, some guys that haven't experienced it yet, you have to just kind of sit down in the line room and just say, hey guys, this isn't a regular season game anymore. You're playing for just, it's a one game season, and loser goes home, cleans out their locker. So, you know, you have to, you have to take it that much more, not that the regular season you don't take seriously, but it's just, you know, the stakes are that much higher. So, you know, you can't make a mistake out there because the other team, you know, they're a good team making it to the playoffs for a reason. So you have to, you know, do your best to, not give up any big plays or, you know, make those five or six big plays that can turn a game.
Is it your experience? I know it was my experience that there's a palpable feeling in the locker room when the playoffs commence that guys, you know, you think you're amping it up, but then all of a sudden it's a playoffs and you find a way to amp it up a little more. Do you find that experience with the Patriots?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, the Patriots, they do a great job of, you know, just preparing throughout the whole year. And, you know, the playoffs, you know, I think we really don't change our ways upon preparation and, you know, how we go about things during the week. It's just knowing that, you know, we're in a spot where we've been working for all year, and you don't want to give that up. So, again, you just go out there and you put your best game on tape, and you try and do the best to win those games.
You made a great play earlier in the game, the second quarter, on the fourth and one play when Thad Lewis tried to sneak it in. What is the key when you know? Do you guys know he's going to sneak it? Is there any tells that the quarterback has given you, or are they telling you any special way to play that based on a down and distance and situation?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if there's 1 yard, the quarterback is under center. You know that if you're not in the A gaps, there's a good possibility. All he's got to do is just, you know, put his head down and push, and the center's going to get in that yard with the guard, you know, pushing on the tackle. So, you know, any time that there's a 1 yard situation, you know, you want your tackles to be in the A gaps, and you want your ends to be tighter on the tackle. So, because what they try and do is just pinch down and just can't get a yard. So with those tackles, you want those guys to pinch in, stop the momentum, and then the ends, you know, crash down and try and, you know, because the quarterback's just looking for a hole. So if you take away the hole, his first look, then his second one's right where the DN's going to be.
Yeah, I always wonder why most quarterbacks don't watch Tom Brady pull off the quarterback sneak, because it seems like he has the uncanny ability to get a yard or more every time he does, where most the other quarterbacks struggle with it.
Well, I think with Tom, you know, he does a great job of time, you know, timing there. It's usually a, you know, quick count, hurry up to the ball and go. It doesn't give him a chance to even think about what's going on. So that helps, you know, with him getting that push. And again, I think, you know, Tom does a great job of not getting the ball and looking which way he's going to go. He just gets the ball and puts his head down and pushes behind the center. That's the best way to do it.
Well, how important is the pass rush and pressure on quarterbacks going to be in the playoffs for you guys?
Anytime you can get quarterback, you know, uncomfortable in the pocket, you know, that's going to benefit your team. So, you know, we just have to continue to, you know, get to the quarterback.
Robin, when you're looking at the playoffs and you're looking at a team like Cincinnati, how much do you look at film from the game, even though it was earlier, much earlier in the season? Do you take that into account, or do you take more of their recent games into account when you're scouting a team like that?
No, you know, you'll watch the game that you played before, because, you know, they're going to probably go back to some plays that hurt you, some repeat plays. So you watch that game, see the things that they were successful at, and then, you know, you watch the last 4 or 5 games from the regular season and what they're doing, and see if there's any differences in how they're playing the game.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, during playoff time, I know you guys aren't allowed to, I guess, say it. What team out of the current teams that you guys could possibly play? It's Kansas City, Indianapolis, or Cincinnati. There's no chance you play in San Diego. What team, I guess I want to say, is what team poses the biggest threat to you? I mean, is there a way that you can sit there and go, okay, this is a team that's really playing well at this time, I don't want to play this team? Or, I mean, honestly, does it even matter to you guys at this point?
You know, honestly, I don't think it matters. You know, any team that, you know, we have to play, we'll play, and, you know, that's it. I don't really look at it as, you know, what team don't I want to play? I'll play anyone.
Yeah, that's the spirit we're looking for over here. All right, Rob, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. Enjoy the quick break.